not.
Forbidden.
All right, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, Beyond Good Day. Later in the hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with his recipe of the week, and he's trying to dig himself out of that hole he got into last week with the hot dogs. So
I like the hot dog conversation.
Promise to do something better.
He's doing pumpkins this time.
Today. Mm-hmm. I think he's into pumpkins. You're right. Yep. He's successful. He's like a lot of successful people. He understands what doesn't work, and he fixes that sort of thing. And if we have a talent at all, any of us who have any kind of talent, you know that you are going to make gaffes. You're going to fall down. You're going to spill. The Tom Hanks thing is a pretty good example of that. We've done things.
You missed it. Tom Hanks just dropped the F bomb on Good Morning America.
Right. That happens.
They had no.
It happens.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Is that going to ruin his career?
No, it's not.
Is it going to ruin his life?
I don't think so.
No. But if you.
You think he'll get fined by the FCC?
The video is beautiful because both he and the host just recoil in shock of what just
happened.
Did
I just say that? Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's part of the vernacular. Anyway, it's what it is.
It happens.
And so we move
on.
I'm
sure people are shocked. Shocked.
Yes. Horrible.
Terrible. Horrified.
It's like walking down the street in New York City. Right, yeah. What happened?
How could he say that word?
Anyway, the story at DougSteffen.com today, before we get into some of our other stories in Beyond Good Day, the New England Journal of Medicine this week has the story of a fellow who has a curious scalp. He's 21 years old. His scalp looks just like a brain. If you want to see this picture,
I saw that, yeah.
Man has a condition called cutis verticillis gyrata.
It should be ugly.
Cutis verticillis gyrata.
Right.
Has ridges and furrows resembling the surface of the brain.
Ooh.
The changes to the scalp started appearing a couple of years ago. Then he was examined by doctors. He had intellectual impairment. They reported he didn't have any other sorts of symptoms. They didn't do anything to change his scalp at the time. The condition can be associated with rare genetic conditions. Most commonly occurs by itself, said the doctor, who's a dermatology professor at Mount Sinai. He said that the treatments for the condition are mainly cosmetic. Yeah, I mean, you look at this thing and you want to, why don't you just put a wig on?
Blah.
Or something. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, what is that, hair?
No, it's no hair. It's just the grooves in his
head.
Just
the brain, yeah.
Yeah.
You have a brain.
Cool.
It's a great Halloween costume. I suppose,
right, exactly.
Cool.
All right, by the way, Roberta's Queen of Sheep is listed front and center at DougSteffen.com. We have photos of the farm from our fall photo shoots. And our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has tips on buying Halloween candy at the supermarket. If you want to check that out at DougSteffen.com. And please, no matter what, make sure that you check out the time-lapse video of the space shuttle's trip through Los Angeles last week. It is just really amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Yesterday we were talking a little about the lottery and our poll. If you won the lottery, how long would it people waited until, a week before the five-year thing, statute ran out to collect their money? And so our question was, how long would you wait before you claimed your money? 40% said...
5 seconds?
Wait until I met an accountant. 20% said I'd never play the lottery. 19% said I'd wait until the publicity had died down. 16% said I'd get it as soon as possible. 4% said I'd wait a week or so till I decided who I was going to share it with. Jennifer, speaking of sharing things, what sort of social media share and share-alike items do we have on Twitter and Facebook? Most of our action is on Facebook, in reality.
Well, we have a lot of stuff on our Twitter feed, too, but the responses are a lot easier to track on our Facebook page. So Facebook.com/Good Day Show. If you do follow our Twitter feed, you'll get links to all of the great stories up at DougSteffen.com and other things of interest to you. On Facebook is where we ask a lot of questions, like, which of these elements is most important in your life, the spiritual, emotional, intellectual, or physical, or, as Bob from El Paso added, the financial? Thomas said, these days the only thing that matters is the money. Cindy
really?
Said, these, yeah.
Wow.
These days, spiritual, physical, emotional, intellectual are mixed. You can mix them up any given day. Alex said, a cute pair of shoes. I'm with you, Alex. Karen said, as my husband likes to say, if you don't have your health, it's pretty hard to have anything else. And Patrick said, spiritual. The fact that I have that blesses me with the other elements.
Yeah. All right, so that's cool. Help yourself. Comments all the time. They are emailed to Jennifer or Roberta or Rich or Doug at DougStephan.com. Can I know Roberta's got, she's chomping at the bit, and I want her to have her time. Can I just relay something that's beginning to bug the you-know-what out of me?
Uh-oh, here
yes,
we go.
Sure.
These causes that people, I don't even know how I got on this list.
Breast cancer.
But
give me a break.
There's a whole thing. Yeah, this one is turn your Facebook page pink.
What?
This week.
Oh, you really were.
No, I'm not kidding. Yeah,
October is breast cancer awareness.
Right, yeah. But there are these people who have causes. I must have 30,000 different causes that are floating into my email.
Isn't it funny how some have better PR and marketing departments than others?
Yeah.
And you watch the movement grow over the course of a decade, and just see how it changes culture and society.
Well,
it's amazing.
In this case, I didn't subscribe to causes. Somebody sent me a cause they wanted me to sign on to, and I'd never seen this before. So I looked at it, and maybe by looking at it, I opened it up. So now every cause from anybody that I know that I'm friends with comes to me, and I'm tired of it. It's annoying, frankly. And you can't, it's very difficult, let's put it that way. You can unsubscribe, but it's very difficult to unsubscribe. So by doing this, all they have done is annoy me. And so whenever causes comes up, I just click on delete. And I'm sure there are some things that I might want to learn about, but I don't want to be accosted by this stuff all day, every day. And I think that's what happens a lot with things that you find, and that's why I said it with regard, Jennifer, to our Facebook stuff. People are following it, and then all of a sudden something will pop in, and these guys are, you know, at Facebook trying to make a buck or two, and they connect themselves with things that, for the most part, I sure as heck am not interested in. And so you wonder if they don't lose something by trying to jam that stuff down your throat. Anybody feel that way, or am I the only one?
Apparently not, because they keep growing and growing and growing.
All right. Listen, I'm going to tell you. Speaking of growing, Roberta Fasanelli and her growing brain, in a moment here, shares one of our important stories of the week with you here on Good Day.
Musicians, rock that Halloween party. Frighten your neighbor's kids. Get the gear you need to set a scary mood during Guitar Center's Rocktober Savings Event. 10 days of unnatural extreme savings throughout the store. Huge discounts on black lights, lasers, strobes, and more. Buy a fog machine for $39. Get the fluid free. Plus battery-powered mini strobe lights, $5. AKG stereo headphones, $19. And soprano ukuleles, just $39. Make Guitar Center your Halloween headquarters for gear during Rocktober. Now through October 28th.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
11/10/12. How about 11. How about 10, 11, 12? We've gone by that
already.
Right.
We missed it.
Right.
Yeah.
We did miss that.
Missed
all right.
That one.
We haven't missed Roberta Fasanelli with her Beyond Good Day story for the day. This is food for thought, I'm sure, Roberta, because you're always into our cerebrum and cerebellum.
Well, first we're going to start with a sound bite. So everybody listen to this.
We took a concerted effort to go out and find women who had backgrounds that could be qualified to become members of our cabinet. I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks? And they brought us whole binders full of women.
Now, apparently, that binders full of women content, the content that he said, that everybody's heard
word,
that.
The phrase seems
the
to have grabbed on for whatever the
reason. Yeah. Women, yes.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, it's also grabbed on to people writing Amazon.com reviews for binders, and it's taken on a life of their own.
Binders, you're talking about regular binders, book binders.
Binders,
yeah.
three-ring binders,
yeah.
One-inch
right.
binders.
So why was that kind
binders.
Of, why did somebody pick on Romney for that? I don't get it.
Well, it's not that they're picking on him, it's just that the comment just have evoked, I think, people's funny bones. So here are some of the reviews that people have written on Amazon.com about binders. Here's one, it says, quote, I used to think women were beyond organization till I discovered these binders. Now those pesky women are lined up, organized, and orderly. Another review says, these binders are very sturdy, so the women didn't fall out or get wrinkled. Another review said, warning, these binders only fit one woman, not multiple. Another one said, I thought the one-inch ring binder would be enough because I'm a size 6, but I think it's size small, more like a 4. So if you're a 6 or an 8, you might want to go with the 2-inch binder. What another one said, while these binders are quite useful for holding paper, I have yet to find a woman willing to allow herself to be perforated with a 3-hole punch. And it goes on and on and on.
And this is supposed to be amusing?
Oh, they're hysterical, the reviews.
They are?
Some of them are just hilarious.
Wait, I must have missed. Was I not paying attention?
You go to Amazon.com and just put
in
binders.
I want you to tell us. No, no, I don't want to go there. I want you to tell us something. I want to hear from you, your interpretation of what's in the binders and make it funny.
The reviews itself themselves are funny, Doug. Obviously, you weren't listening.
I was, and I didn't laugh.
There are so many jokes. One of the funnier things about binders full of women, in, like within minutes.
I don't see what's funny about
there
that.
Was a
They've
Facebook
made it about
page.
Bill Clinton now.
Hey, what?
Right.
Huh? How did they make it about Bill Clinton?
Binders full of women had a Facebook page, a Tumblr page, and a Twitter account within minutes.
Why, though?
With thousands, tens of thousands of followers.
What? Why?
Just think about it. Binders full of women.
Binders. You think a 3-ring binder with, like,
that's
you know,
like a little black candidate.
And you have, pictures of women in them.
I think you really have to stretch it to come up with that, Rich.
I think
it's a real...
Somebody just posted a picture of Romney laughing. It says, binder? I just met her.
It's just a bizarre phrase. I don't think anybody's ever heard the phrase binders full of women.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
I mean,
it
honestly.
It isn't funny at all.
But the fact that people have grabbed onto Amazon.com reviews and just started this thing, and every review for anything that says binder in it on
Amazon
has
these. Why do we have to like what other people think is funny? Or just because other people think it's funny?
But it is funny.
It isn't funny. I don't find it funny at all.
Just because you don't like Obama and you like Romney,
no.
defending him.
As
in,
I don't like Romney.
No.
It has nothing to do with that.
You don't even see the humor. I'm sure Romney sees the humor.
I see no humor in it whatsoever. It's about as much as funny as going to Svengala.
Svengala's a funny place, man.
To count the trees.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. So thanks, Roberta, for that. 800.
I bust a gun in Svengala.
All right. Email to Doug. You can complain. Doug at DougStefan.com.
Me and Romney.
Yeah.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
You can get a leg up on all the issues.
Cucumbers. Rich McFadden.
Me, Doug, and Stefan love smoking corn.
Jennifer Horn.
Every time I walk into a Barnes & Noble, I feel like I might be brewing.
Roberta Fasanelli.
I got two words for you. Yeah. Crockpot.
Doug Stefan's good day. More fun than a science fair volcano. And with twice the pink fizzy stuff.
Roberta.
I don't know if I like that Richie. One, by the way.
Yeah, I'm like, where did that come from?
Now, see,
who made that?
That was amusing versus the stuff that Roberta was trying to convince us was amusing from that
binder. Everybody thinks it's funny except you.
Everybody is not everybody. Three people that you are witness to think it was amusing, including yourself. I do not think it was amusing, and therefore I have the ability to express
John
myself.
Slavinsky, what do you think?
Let me close this case.
That's the poll on that.
Okay. This is the show where comedians go to die.
Yeah, that's it.
That means funny stuff doesn't live here.
No, that's not true. There are a lot of funny moments. We are amusing people in and of ourselves.
Right.
You have things that are amusing once in a while. Roberta, more than once in a while. Jennifer, all the time. And I've always said, and you agreed with me, well, you said, I'm not funny. I just, I'm not funny, haha.
Right.
Funny.
Doug is funny without knowing he's funny.
Well, but I can be, I've had some of the supposedly best comedians anywhere on the air, and I was always funnier than they were.
Always.
In my mind.
All right, so anyway.
All right, next on the better.
Let's go around the table better? Here.
Yes, the table.
Who do you think pays for the presidential debates?
Me.
Who pays for them?
Who pays for the presidential debates?
We do.
Okay, so you think they're tax dollar funded?
Yes.
No, they aren't.
Dudley?
No, they're not. They're not tax dollar funded. And I'm trying to remember, you're catching me I remember where I found it, I don't know, but I know that there's a story here, that's why you're telling it.
They have sponsors.
Yeah.
There are. Hey, really?
And
yeah.
Apparently
like
one of the
Red Bull jumper guy?
They're like the Red Bull jumper guy. Apparently one of the biggest sponsors of the debates over the years has been Budweiser, yeah. Anheuser-Busch.
Hmm.
And outside of the debate
that.
Forum, there's a hospitality tent.
You know what I think they should do? Every time they tell a lie, they have to drink a Budweiser. Would that be awesome?
The other candidate? That would be great.
There's a drinking game that goes with the debate.
Right.
Like every time that, like Mitt Romney says, you know,
well, Mitt's
you have to take
out, he doesn't drink.
Mitt doesn't drink, right?
No, you don't drink. No, the game is for people watching at home.
No,
there's a
but
whole
I thought you meant have the candidates
set
take a drink.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, so Obama comes out and he says, it's just not true. Mitt has to drink.
Yeah, every time Mitt uses the word tender when it comes to women's issues, you have to drink.
Well, the dilemma
you get drunk
here.
Real fast.
How about binder?
Yeah, binder. Every time he says binder. The dilemma here seems to be that there was a hospitality tent set up outside for all of the reporters.
Yeah.
And they're all outside getting a couple of drinks before they go in and report.
Well, the debates are much more tolerable on a couple of
right.
Love
exactly.
It.
So does the information that you get from your news source, whoever it might be, is it tainted by three or four drinks?
Alcohol.
Not
beer.
Yeah.
Is alcohol involved?
Well, so, I think there's a there's something we could post, actually, Jennifer, on the on how many people drink at lunch. If you go out for lunch, do you have a beer?
Do I don't drink at lunch, but I do drink at breakfast.
You don't need to drink at lunch. I'm already drunk.
I don't know about you guys. I just love to have Cheerios and tequila. I'm pretty good, huh?
Now, see, that's funny, Roberta. As opposed to what you were talking about before. That was funny. Jennifer is amusing. She makes us all laugh.
It's because you don't agree with my political view.
No, it has nothing to do with your political point of view. Your political point of view has always been directly related to where your butt is. But that doesn't mean that it's, you know, that I'm finding it unattractive. It just isn't funny. This is not funny.
I'd really like to take a poll and see who thinks this whole binders thing on Amazon is funny or not.
It's funny.
I'd really like to take a poll in my binder.
Right.
She said poll and binder.
Open up that. Yeah. All right, I'm going to close this case because it's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Binder.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit aigdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-463-9240. That's 1-800-463-9240. 1-800-463-9240.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestion. digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Rich.
Yeah.
The number of people on food stamps. Earlier today, we were talking about how you can imagine in your own mind how the federal government is working because the person that makes $70,000 a year, using the example of what the feds are doing, if you make $70,000 a year and you spend $110,000, that's exactly what the federal government is doing at the moment. Mm-hmm. All right, this puts it all in perspective. So there's no other reason. This is with the controversy about how many people are on welfare, et cetera, et cetera. So this is not meant to be a political statement, and so don't misconstrue it. It's a statement of facts, because we know there are 46 million Americans who are on the food stamp rolls right now. And so, as if this wasn't enough, and this is something that ought to be discussed in the election and the campaign, the federal government has devised a series of Spanish language ads that use soap opera plots to help recruit new clients to welfare. U.S. Department of Agriculture released radio ads in Spanish dramatizing the benefits of this program so that they can be added to the rolls. The taxpayer now has about $80 billion a year invested in the food stamp program. Every ad modeled after a Spanish language soap opera, the Telenova, extolling the virtues of the food stamp program called the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, referred to in the supermarket as SNAP. When you go to the supermarket and you're buying various foods, and you're on the SNAP program, then you're on food stamps. They don't want to call them food stamps or the food stamp program anymore because it is demeaning to the people who are on them. So they call it SNAP.
I just did a Google search for Spanish ads.
Yeah.
Food stamp soap opera.
Right.
And I see on the 12th that a headline saying on July 12th, soap opera, the USDA uses Spanish soap operas to push food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Then on July 13th, USDA removes Spanish food stamp soap operas from website.
Mm-hmm. Apparently they're now back.
Are they using something else?
Yeah. I mean, they're using, but under the circumstances, why would you do that, trying to expand? Why would you spend money to do that? I think it's a good question, and I therefore have asked it.
If you have services,
mm-hmm,
and you don't advertise them, how do people know about them?
Well, I think that's great as long as they are legitimate services for businesses that will do something. Why do we have, there's no profit involved, federal government, is better to advertise services to help these people get a job, right? Unless you're like the fellow that we highlighted in the last hour who died at the age of 25 as an entrepreneur, had eight children, was it eight? Children, six and yeah. nine children, yeah. $1,300 a month, and you figure out what the what it amounts to is $158,000 a year. That's something you want to promote. Taxpayers paying $158,000 a year. Food for thought. Speaking of food, Chef Louis DeAngelis is here now on Good Day with his weekly recipe. I wonder how much, Louis, you check some of the websites for not just recipes. I was looking at AOL Food, and don't ask me how I got there. AOL Food is a way for families to get recipes. Oh, I know what it was. Meredith was making something in the kitchen, and she had her iPad open to the recipe. And she had gone to AOL what? What are you mowing?
That's so cool.
You've never heard of that or done that before?
No, I've had Epicurious and all of the apps. There's lots of cooking apps where, and even stands where you can have your iPad in the kitchen and just I have a plastic stand and I put my Epicurious app open it up and just kind of follow along.
They have a refrigerator now that has it built into the door so you can cook. Yeah. Look for all your stuff. LG came out with that.
Really?
And don't forget the Pan Digital that I have, which looks like a picture frame, so you can load your pictures to it. It's a TV set that you hang in your kitchen, and you can watch TV on it, or when it's shut off, it looks like a picture, or you can download recipes and actually watch it on the wall. It's really cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
See, we actually have some cool stuff in Scotland.
Look at Doug. She took her iPad, and guess what? The recipe was right there.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Calm down. All right. Chef Louis DeAngelis has our recipe. Oh, I'm funny?
You're funny.
Did you tell Roberta that?
Yep, Roberta, he's funny.
Funny, boy.
But see, exactly like I said, and like I always
say. Keeps his recipes in binders.
Now, that was funny. That was funny. As a matter of fact, you're going to love this. I just picked up Louis' recipe for the day, and it happened to be on a piece of paper that has three holes in the side of it that came out of a binder.
For those who are just joining in the fun, Roberta and Doug have been going at it for a while this morning about whether the binder comment is funny or not.
Uh-huh.
And Doug doesn't think it's funny.
No. But I thought that was funny. It was funny. Now, there are a couple of recalls to spend a little time on, Louis. In fact, the Dole folks are at it again. These plastic vegetables, the lettuce and the spinach and the things they put in these plastic bags, and now they're being recalled from Dole anyway because of salmonella. How many times a year do we have these? People say, oh, my God, it's terrible. The government's not doing its job. What are you talking about? Go to the food store and buy the stuff fresh. Are you that damn lazy that you can't get the food? Here's a bit of lettuce over here, some carrots over there. I mean, that's a little, I guess I'm a little harsh with that, but people find it convenient and I understand all of that stuff, but they're no good. So how is it convenient if the stuff is no good? N-G.
You know, it's funny. The same people that are complaining about, the food safety and the ones that are buying these salad bags are the ones that are complaining about the high price of food. Well, if you turn around and buy a head of lettuce for $1.29, that's what it's running this week, and a pound of carrots and a couple of onions, you can make six or seven bags of lettuce, of salad, just what you bought for $3-4.
But what do you do if you're, for example, like my mom, who tried to give me a bag salad the other day because she wasn't going to use it, and says, I said, why don't you just buy a head of lettuce? She goes, I'll never eat it all.
Yeah.
She makes a salad a couple of days a week. And, she's like, if I buy a head of lettuce, it'll go bad before I get to it.
I'll bet you could buy the individual ingredients that are in that bag cheaper than you can buy in the bag.
Yeah, you can. I like romaine because I'm by myself, but romaine tends to be easier for me to use.
Well, the other thing I told her is, maybe you should just hit the salad bar at the grocery store. for the single serving.
Yeah, but isn't it the same stuff?
Because
they process it, but they process it in a plant too. The grocery stores.
Well, it's not about processing.
Yeah,
it's if
right.
you put them inside of the plastic bag, that's going to make the stuff grow.
Right.
Well, no, but usually in those weird plants, you know, where they process vegetables. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they put it in
the bag. The problem is, it's already on the plant by the time before it even gets into that bag. You know, you got to look at your kitchen as the same thing as it's a miniature processing plant. That's where your kitchen is. We're so careful about how we handle our foods in the kitchen, but these manufacturers are in such a hurry. I mean, geez, they want to make the growing season so much faster, so they heavily nitrogen rich and fertilize everything, yeah. So it quickly grows. And if you're going to grow food that fast, bacteria is going to grow too. You're going to have fallout.
Yeah.
And there's certain rules that they're supposed to maintain and do, there's an ammonia spray that they're supposed to use or alcohol. And you not only spray the food, but you have to spray the plant. And a lot of times they just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, we buy a bag of lettuce. I mean, if we took the time to take that bag of lettuce and do a little 10% alcohol spray on it and wash it when it comes out of that bag instead of believing that it's triple washed as it says on the bag.
You can eat some salad.
Yeah.
My vegetables down with alcohol.
No, 10% solution of alcohol, and then it's rinsed, and it kills listeria. Alcohol or quaternary ammonia is the only thing that'll kill it.
I have an organic spray that I spray on my stuff when I get it, most of the fruit, things like that. It just a couple, three pumps, and then you put water over it and make sure it's all washed out. I think that's much better for you. But we are having this discussion so that you'll think about what you're buying and why you're buying it, and maybe this discussion is helpful to you in making your decisions. In a moment, Chef Louis helps us with a pumpkin planked salmon recipe that is posted at DougStephan.com with the picture of Chef Louis. You see Chef Louis' recipes, which is right next to the co-host and contributors box at DougStephan.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service
Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. The number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, Chef Louis DeAngelis here with our recipe of the week that's posted at DougStefan.com. And the recipe is for pumpkin planked salmon. That sounds, in and of itself, something you can imagine, sounds like a pretty easy thing to do. But what's the real story here, Louis?
Well, the real story is, Doug, and it goes along with what you said before, if people surf the web looking for recipes and stuff, I think the first place that anybody should go to is nutritiondata.com. And I do that. I don't look up other recipes. This one here is, this recipe here for pumpkin plank is something that's never been done before. But what I did was, when I'm thinking of different foods, I go to nutritiondata.com, and it gives you the complete rundown of every mineral, the aminos, everything that's in any food that you want to look up. You just put it in their search pattern, and away you go. And when you want to put a good recipe together, nature has a funny way of making foods that go together nutritionally. Nature makes it taste good. It just so happens to that. So I looked up pumpkin, and pumpkin is only 49 calories per cup. And it's got an abundance of fiber. It's low in saturated fats, low in cholesterol. It's great for vitamin E, vitamin A, manganese, zinc, selenium, all good for your immune system. So I was thinking about it. I said, what goes good with all of these good nutritional facts? And the first thought that comes to me is salmon, because all the omega-3s. Just so happens pumpkin is loaded with omega-3s also.
Really?
Yeah. Beta carotene, great for skin tone, right. Great for your health. It helps convert vitamin A in your system. So we've been talking about the cedar plank cooking, and here you have a piece of wood. You soak it in water and you cook fish on it, and then when you're done, you throw the piece of wood away. And all it does is I'm not a big fan of it. It makes me feel like I'm eating in a cedar chest. You know, like I'm in somebody's oak chest eating dinner. And I'm not crazy about the flavor it gives. But pumpkin, in order to use it more, I figured it would go great. So I tried it. Take a strip of pumpkin, cut it from the top down like a triangle, and you have a nice curved dish that way. Clean it, roast it up for about 15 minutes till it starts getting soft, then put your salmon on it. I did a stuffed salmon with a crab stuffing, rolled it up, and cut little rounds off of it, little pinwheels. I lay it on top of the pumpkin, and then I continued roasting it for 20 more minutes. And the whole concept is you've got real good health in the salmon. Salmon was stuffed with crab, which is also good for you. And as you eat the pinwheels of the salmon away, you can take spoonfuls of this beautifully cooked pumpkin underneath it. The pumpkin gets some of the salmon flavor. The salmon gets some of the pumpkin flavor. And it's so nutritious. It's so healthy. It's just a power-packed dinner for you. And it looks great on top of it all, serving it like that.
Could you put it in pie, Louis?
I'm sorry?
Can you put it in pie, salmon pumpkin pie?
Uh-huh. Oh, I would. I'd make a soup out of it, but then again, you know, that's just me. That's Doug.
There you go.
That's great stuff, the soup. But I'm thinking about it, the way you cut it and present it is a lot of the attraction, too, isn't it, Louis?
Oh, absolutely, because we start eating with our eyes, with our sense of smell, and then at that point, your mouth is already watering and half the fight is over when you're presenting a new dish to somebody. But it does make a beautiful presentation, and it's all power-packed. It's really nutritious this way.
18 minutes and you're done with it. Check out the recipe, Chef Louis' recipe, on the right-hand side of the homepage at DougStefan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thinking of traveling for Thanksgiving, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is here on Good Day to give you the lowdown on what days to go and what days to return. Doing a little research on that right now. Also, if your presidential nominee loses, you could win a free flight on JetBlue. That information in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first-ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Tom Parsons is here on Good Day from bestfares.com. Place to go if you want a better shot at getting a good price on your trip. Rentals, cruises, that sort of thing. You can get to Tom by going to DougStephan.com. In fact, look in the contributors section. You see Tom and his Tommy Bahama shirt there, and you click on that. It brings you to special deals that are put together just for you as a Doug Stephan listener. And also, it'll give you answers to questions like I posed to Tom a few moments ago. What are the best days to go and return for Thanksgiving, either generally or specifically? It's got to be more or less the same thing. I know Sunday is a tough day to travel. Thanksgiving Day would probably be a good day, but you want to spend the day with your family. So what's the best way to try to plan, and isn't now the time to be getting your tickets?
Oh, no, you should be looking now. You know, our average ticket on bestfares.com is booked 39 days out.
Really?
Yep, 39 days out.
I guess I don't fit into the averages there.
You're below the Congress
I'm
poll.
I'm subpar.
You're below the Congress poll.
Right.
Likeability, that is. But anyway, when we look at the best day, we've been looking at this for several weeks, and we did it yesterday in our hot deals by email. We believe if you're going to travel the week of Thanksgiving and be there for Thanksgiving, we like them almost everywhere in the country if it's more than 500 miles. We like the Monday before Thanksgiving, coming back the Friday after Thanksgiving, or if you want to leave some other times, just don't come back until Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Oof.
Okay, but in your case, I looked at L.A., Boston, or Boston, L.A., and if you want to fly nonstop, which you do, your round trip based on a four-night stay is on this 376 nonstop, and I think you like American. And then if you
I don't like them, but
okay, whatever.
Yeah,
it's a love-hate relationship,
yeah,
anyway.
Right.
And then if you left on the two worst days is leaving the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and trying to come back the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Right.
That airfare jumps from 376 nonstop to $729 nonstop.
There you go.
How's that?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And in our email yesterday, we said it's about half price. And when you look with the numbers I just gave you, 769 versus three something, it's about half price.
Yeah, right. So, and most of the other airlines are doing the same sort of thing.
Well, you still go poke around, but I still bet the Monday before Thanksgiving, or if you want to leave Thanksgiving morning and come back the following Tuesday or Wednesday or something like that, you'll do real good. Matter of fact, as long as you come back after, Tuesday the following week, you can probably still get a reasonable deal. But it's that, it's that four-day period right in there. I think the best days are the 19th. You still get Thanksgiving. You can probably still get home for Black Friday shopping if that's what you want to do. And then you got the weekend home to get recharged up.
Now, I'm going to bet that if you went Thanksgiving morning and came back the following Tuesday,
yeah,
the picture would be about the same.
It'd be pretty reasonable, yeah.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm getting.
But the whole idea is that you're going to need a whole weekend to recover. If you left on the 19th, come back on Friday, you're going to need that Saturday and Sunday. Just spend it with your family. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Give me 2 days of rest.
Maybe we want to rest from our family. After one day, that's enough.
Except for I'm getting.
All right, so check all of that out. That's a very helpful example of how to do it the right way, Tom. Thank you for presenting that. Tom Parsons, who's the guru of travel from bestfares.com here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.